Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks. I'm here for the Dev Intersection Countdown Show, and I found me a Scott Hunter. Hi, sir.
One of the many Scots.
Yes, well, one of the greater Scots, I think. You've been working with us since the very beginning of Dev Intersection, and certainly appreciate your help. And you've had a crazy year, you know, coming out of Build with all the announcements around ASP.NET 5 and open sourcing the world. I mean, we talked about a lot of that in the last Dev Intersections in Vegas, but what are you thinking coming into October this year?
So, you know, for people that know, we're in the process of rebooting ASP.NET. So we have ASP.NET 5, which is a brand new, basically reboot of ASP.NET.
Did you really rewrite the whole thing?
It's pretty much rewritten.
That's amazing.
We were prototyping pieces of it kind of piecemeal before we started that way. So some of the feature, you might have heard Project Katana, there was some stuff like that. And some of that even shipped as part of the last round of ASP.NET. But it was starting of the work of rebuilding ASP.NET. And the real goals of rebuilding ASP.NET were a couple things. One is, we want to be cross-platform.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be groundbreaking and be like, hey, you know, if you're on Windows, Mac, or Linux,
it's going to run.
Our platform will run. Not only will it run, it will perform.
Right.
So not going to be like, well, it runs great on Windows and slow on Linux.
It sort of limps along somewhere
else. No, it's
got to
be great everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one pillar of what we wanted to do. Another pillar was performance. People go to some of these benchmark sites and look at the performance of web stacks.
Right.
And they go, hey, you know, well, first off, the sites are kind of not true anyways, because how many apps do you write or Hello World, you know, 2 million times a second?
It's very hard to write a realistic benchmark, because they're benchmarks.
They're benchmarks.
Yeah.
You know, you and I built real apps in the real world, and they have lots of things. I always tell people, my stack should not be your performance problem.
Right.
It should be the APIs you're calling, the database you're using, something outside of ASP.NET should be your issue. But that said, it gave us a fresh chance to go look at the performance of Node, PHP, Ruby, Java, and so we've done a lot of that. And we actually have on our GitHub page, we actually have the live benchmarks that we run every week, showing our stack against all the other stacks using some of the same benchmarks from one of those sites.
Well, I think that's a big thing I saw in the whole, when it was called ASP.vNext, going back, you're doing everything in public. It's all on GitHub. There's YouTube videos posted every week. Like, we get to see all of those conversations.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's another pillar as well, fully open source. So one of the things that we kind of gotten feedback from was, well, yeah, I might want to use this stack because it's open end to end.
Right.
And I never want to have anybody tell me they can't use my stack for that reason. And so ASP.NET from ASP.NET all the way to .NET Core, all of that is completely open source. So you could actually go build your own copy of .NET, build your own copy of ASP.NET, and run that thing on Mac, Windows, and Linux.
Any way you want to organize it yourself, that's totally up to you.
Any way you want, you can go fork the code and do your own thing with it, whatever. You don't have to, you know, rely on us. And the other cool aspect of that, it means you no longer do you have to have these windows of like 8 months of silence while you're trying to wait to see what we're going to do next.
Right.
You can go to github.com, whack ASP.NET, whack home, and you can watch all of our projects live. You can also do the same thing for .NET.
Mm-hmm.
It's all open, public out there.
And you're taking feedback. I mean, and
oh, yes.
Are you also taking contributions now as well?
Oh, yeah. We've been taking contributions from day one. In fact, one of my earliest contributions that I thought was really cool was we had just barely got the thing working on Linux, and somebody ported it to FreeBSD.
Oh, wow.
And so that's kind of cool that you see the community actually stepping up and doing those kinds of things.
We'll work over here, then we'll work over there, and you know, it just gets broader and broader.
Because our primary focus to start will be Mac, Windows, and Linux, but after that, you know, I'd love to run Android and iOS, and who knows what else.
Yeah, well, it's a cross-platform world. You got to be able to run on all of those things.
And there's one more, I think, important pillar, which is one of the things we've always heard about from customers with .NET is because .NET's this monolithic thing that's installed as part of Windows.
Right.
I can't patch it or change it or do what I want as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And also, it means you as a user, your application might be on a machine and we ship the new shiny thing and you're like, your IT group says, oh, you can't use this because if we put this on the box, it might break some of the apps that are
on
the box.
We have to regress everything, make sure all our past apps work. That's a big barrier for a lot of ops people.
And so this is fully side by side,
right,
meaning that we don't touch System 32, we don't touch the registry, we don't touch anything on your machine. So you can put this thing on your machine and the framework is part of your application, which means your app will not affect anything else in your enterprise.
And same token when you go to other platforms too. I
mean, exactly.
You've got to be able to work on all of those things at the same time.
So those are the key points of ASP.NET 5. Maybe even one more, cloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I work for the cloud team, Azure, here at Microsoft. And so it's also super important for us to make it very easy to move your app from on-premise to the cloud. And ASP.NET today has great support for cloud, but it requires a little bit of work. And the goal with ASP.NET 5 is to reduce that work. But even outside of that, there's still tons of new features. There's dependency injection. Yes. There's a new logging system, new configuration system. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We basically looked at all the competitive stacks and tried to take the best from our existing stack and the best from all those other stacks and mesh them all together. And that's what ASP.NET 5 is.
Well, if you even go back to the earlier ASP.NET when you guys started involving jQuery and so forth, like you've had been using a lot more open source projects as well. Today, it seems pretty normal, at least in Visual Studio 2015, for as long as that's been, to have Bower and Gulp and those sorts of things as just part of your dev stack.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about that. We took all the open source tool chains and we're making them part of the regular tool stack. So we also know that if you're coming from a Mac or you're coming from Linux, you might be used to some different tool set.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that those tool sets being used by those types of developers are also available to ASP.NET developers, both on those platforms and on Windows inside of Visual Studio. So we'll take something like Gulp and we'll amp it up. Gulp is a tool that can run tasks for you. So a task you might run is you might run a CSS linter that goes and looks and finds errors in your CSS.
Right.
Well, today Gulp would just dump that to the command prompt. We will then scrape the command prompt, grab that information, put it right in the error window inside of Visual Studio. And so you get first class, you know, experiences using that. In fact, for a lot of my customers, I don't expect them to even know they're using Gulp. I'm going to...
It's just a set of error messages.
The betas that we're shipping today, it's actually kind of there in your face, but our plan more towards RTM is we're going to hide some of that. And so it'll be there. If you want to go uncover it and see how it works, you can go look. But the reality is, hey, I'm getting all these nice errors about my JavaScript and my CSS, and we're using a whole bunch of open source tools to do that. But yeah, you don't have to know that.
No, got Studio will take care of it for you. So I got to think in the October timeframe when we're at Dev Intersection, that's going to be a big talking point.
Yeah, it should be a big talking point. We just published the schedule for ASP.NET 5 online a few weeks ago. And you'll if you look at the schedule, that October timeframe is right before, a few weeks before our public RC go live.
Nice. So we should be able to look at a lot of that.
The bits, and technically, the bits should be pretty much baked by the time your show happens.
I love it when you predict the future, Scott. That's exciting.
And so I think the stuff we'll basically be showing people, anybody that comes to the shows, they'll have my team explain to them how to use the RTM version of the product. You're not going to be seeing beta versions. I mean, we'll be using an RC version.
The actual RC, what they'll be getting within a week or two later.
But the programming interfaces won't change anymore at this point. It's going to be locked down enough that anything you learn from this show is going to apply directly to the RTM version.
So, and we're talking about Dev Intersection, October 26th to 28th. And if you sign up early, you can get in on a package deal that can get you an Xbox or a Surface 3 or a band. But also, a couple weeks before that, we're going to be together in Amsterdam for our first European Dev Intersection. So that's October 14th to 16th. But it's the same story, essentially. It's going to be a little bit earlier, but you're going to be working on the same bits.
Yeah, the time frame should be honestly the same. If you look at our internal schedules, we're supposed to be engineering shut down by early October and then spend all of October through November basically fixing bugs, perf, security, stuff like that. And so I hope that even by the European show, anything I show there
should be close to RC bits.
Will be so applicable to the RTM version. Anybody can go to either of these shows and feel that they can learn about ASP.NET 5, the RTM version, and not think you're learning something that's going to be out of date in 6 months or something like that.
Right. No, so you'll be getting an early look at those bits that you should be able to have in your hands in November.
Yeah, if you want to be ready for RTM ish in November, these are the shows to go to.
Awesome. So there's two show opportunities then. Dev Intersection in Amsterdam, October 14th to 16th, and then also in Las Vegas, October 26th to 29th. Hope to see you there.